I'm Spencer Beckwith, for KUNM. Suspended from the ceiling is a herd of small blue buffalo, 75 of them, flying on wings. It's a stunning image, but it's also metaphorical. The buffalo tell the story of thousands of Native American children from the 17th century through the 19th, abducted and enslaved on ranches and in homes across the Southwest. This installation opens this month in Santa Fe, and it's the creation of my guest, the distinguished artist Armand Lara. Mr. Lara, welcome.
Thank you.
This history has personal significance for you. Your grandmother was abducted as a child.
Yes, she was abducted twice. First time she escaped, and the second time she didn't and stayed with the family. And that was quite a common practice at that particular time. It's my understanding that the church would then baptize the children and give them the family's name, surname.
And where was your grandmother living when she was abducted?
I have no idea where she was born. When? I don't know whether the Catholic Church destroyed those records or whether they never had them. Probably never had them.
And your grandmother was Navajo?
Yes.
You were very close to your grandmother when you were growing up.
Only as much as I was very curious about her because she was extraordinarily silent. She didn't speak very much, and when she did, you listened. But I learned a lot from her. I learned primarily that if you need something, you can make it.
Would you say that it was your memory of your grandmother that inspired this image of flying blue buffalo?
The buffalo I've been drawing for a long, long time, and I don't know where the idea came from. It's subconscious, I'm sure. I think the inspiration is that the people that were kidnapped, the Native Americans throughout the whole Southwest have endured and survived that period of time like the buffalo have.
Why blue?
Once I did a project with the School of American Research in Santa Fe, as a collaboration with at least 12 different Pueblos. During that conversation, I heard from a couple of the Pueblo ladies, and they told me they called these children the lost bluebirds. Well, I couldn't relate to a bluebird, and I was really accustomed to making buffalo, and I liked the association, so I said, let's see if we can make the buffalo fly.
Why 75-80? Why not a smaller number?
Believe me, I would not have embarked. When I was first asked by a good friend of mine named Bob Hauzus, who's the son of Alan Hauser, of course everybody knows who he is, saw what I was doing and said, why don't you tell a story with this? I told him, listen, I am not a storyteller. I'm not a historian. I'm not activist of any kind. So I resisted the idea. Then years later, my friend here, Joseph Riggs, said, I like that idea. Let's do it. It's time for that story to be told. Again, I resisted it. I said, no. Besides, it's going to raise a lot of controversies. And I finally figured out the only real reason to do it was to help that healing process from the descendants of both the Hispanics and the Native Americans to not look at it in a negative way, but in a positive way. This is a part of our history, and we have to accept it, and we can do it in a negative way, or we can do it in a beautiful way. I chose to do it in a beautiful way.
And one thing that you have added to this installation is accompanying stories about children who have been abducted.
What I did was I talked to my sister about it. My sister was part of the Colorado Genealogy Society. She sent me a book. And then it dawned on me, there's a lot of people in here that were descendants or actual people that were kidnapped at that particular time in history. But not only Native Americans, people from all walks of life. So I decided that all I would see was a cloud of blue. Every culture has experienced kidnapping going on. So I decided to include not only the Red Nation, but the Yellow Nation, the White Nation, the Brown Nation. Kidnapping has been going along for a long, long time, since the beginning of time, really. And so it was only fair to include those races, if you will, to this story.
I think we should talk about how big each of these buffalo are.
The first one was this size, largest one.
You have one here with you today, which is
about 2 foot long, the wingspread. I said, you know, a herd of these would have more impact than just one. So I decided to carve one a bit smaller, and from then it went a bit smaller. I just thought it would be a beautiful presentation. And indigenous people all over the world make beads. My grandmother and my mother both did a lot of beadwork. So I started to add beads to the strings that hold them up and make them move. And it was an honor for me to include this beadwork because I think every culture in the world can relate to beadwork.
What do you think, Mr. Lara, these flying blue buffalo can tell us about these lost children that a magazine article or a book cannot?
When I grew up, there was a definite stigma about being part Native American. At that time, I didn't realize there was also a stigma about being Mexican descent. It was painful, and I decided, you know, I got to get above that. I got to reach way above that. So I think it was that stigma that compelled me then to finish this installation so that people can be proud of their heritage. And that's the whole philosophy for Navajo people, that walk in beauty. It has to be in a beautiful way. It doesn't have to be ugly. I mean, even though it is ugly, we can take the pride and the endurance of still being here like the buffalo.
New Mexico artist Armand Lara is the creator of the Flying Blue Buffalo Project, which opens August 17th at the Santa Fe Gallery, Form and Concept. Mr. Lara, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having us.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.